This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, it feels like I've been a broken record going around and around during the spring and fall of the past few years. We've talked at length about high pathogenic avian influenza. The main difference between that and H5N1 is that when the virus jumped the species barrier from birds to dairy cattle and humans, we started to call it H5N1. While the effects are not nearly as devastating in cattle or humans, the need to get this disease under control has never been greater. And the folks at USDA have been working hard on that, and we'll hear from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack right after this.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
USDA has been pouring resources into finding ways to rid us of the virus causing high path avian influenza, or H5N1. From diagnostic labs such as the one in Ames to the APHIS department, experts are looking at ways to get the situation under tighter control. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talks about the situation across the country.
On the poultry side, we're dealing with a virus that kills. So it's relatively simple. You depopulate the virus-stricken flock, you disinfect the facility, you wait a bit, and then the farmer gets back in business. That is not the case with reference to dairy. The good news is that cows survive. They get sick for a period of time, a short period of time. They recover. Maybe their production is impacted a bit, but for all intents and purposes, they get back to normal, and that's a good thing.
He reiterates that the milk supply is safe, that even the milk from a cow that wasn't caught until symptoms started to show has the virus rendered dead by the traditional pasteurization methods.
We know that the milk that they produce ultimately is safe because of pasteurization. We know the beef that is produced from those cows at some point in time is also safe based on our testing. And we know that it is very little, at this point in time, low risk to people. Having said that, it's very disruptive, obviously, to dairy herds that have been hit by this. The good news is that we're learning more about what to do. We know now that it's not just the movement of cows that can cause the spread of this. We know that it's the movement of people that come and go on a farm. It's the movement of vehicles that come and go on a farm. It's the movement of equipment that come and goes on a farm to which the virus attaches and moves itself into a different operation and causes havoc there.
USDA has been working hard to get the situation contained and the disease eradicated.
So the key, I think, first and foremost, was for us to restrict movement, to make sure that sick cows weren't going across state line causing further problems. And then secondly, it was to begin placing a strong emphasis on biosecurity, making sure that those people, those trucks, those vehicles, that equipment doesn't come on the farm or leave the farm with virus.
With the virus jumping to new species, the plans have changed on biosecurity. We're facing a whole new ball game. Vilsack says that USDA is working to assist farmers with prevention and detection tools.
We've provided a series of financial payments to help farmers develop a plan of enhanced biosecurity and implement that plan, to do consistent and ongoing testing, providing help and assistance with the veterinarian costs that are associated with sick cows. We're making sure that as samples are taken, that farmers are not incurring additional expense for the mailing of those samples. We're making sure that as they dispose of milk, to do so in a safe way. If there are costs associated with that, we want to be in a position to help.
For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.